This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The 20 members of Coro de Camera sing music by American composers this weekend. The American Sound, works by Barber, Copeland, Ives, Bernstein, and others, will be performed in both Los Alamos and Santa Fe. Joining us this morning is the new artistic director of Coro de Camera, Andrew Alegria. Andrew, welcome to KUNM.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, Coro de Camera, as the name implies, is a chamber chorus. What does that mean, chamber chorus?
Meaning that we're not a large mass choir. We're a much smaller group that tries to do smaller works and not the grand masses that you usually hear with larger groups. In my studies with them and looking at their history, they've done a lot of different styles of gospel and jazz and classical. So the thing that really attracted me a lot to them was that they encompass so much of different styles of music, and they don't just work on a specific genre.
Right. This is your debut,
yes,
leading the chorus. You chose an American program. Why?
Well, growing up as a Hispanic man and being always surrounded by Latin music, I just loved American music, Copeland and Ives, and the quirkiness of Ives, the American sound that Copeland would try to infuse. Moses Hogan's spiritual gospel music always affected me in a different way than the salsa and merengue music that I would hear at my own home or the corritos that my father would play on the piano. And so I always wanted to learn more about it. And so when my years at Baylor University, I tried to study more about those kind of composers. And now that I have my own professional group, I wanted to have my first concert be about American composers.
One of the featured pieces on the program is by Samuel Barber. It's actually going to be familiar to audiences.
It's the Agnus Dei. It is the choral arrangement of his Adagio for Strings. It is a challenging piece, and we've had a lot of fun working on it, and we've had our challenging moments. But it's such a beautiful piece. It's going to be a wonderful thing to hear.
It's challenging for musicians, instrumentalists as well as vocalists. Is that mainly because it's sustained for so long and it's a very slow piece?
Yes, it is very slow. We may not be taking it that slow. To keep the momentum moving forward, we're going to keep it having a nice flow. And partly because we are such a small group, we can't really sustain too long because then we start to lose sound. So we're going to just keep it moving forward. And we're going to get a different interpretation of what this piece is, give the audience a different feeling of it.
What were you looking for when you put the program together, Andrew?
I wanted to encompass a lot of different sounds, to do liturgical pieces, some fast, upbeat, and some slower ones. And in the programming, I want to also use living composers and also composers that have passed.
Among the living composers from here in New Mexico, Bradley Ellingbow, who's been important to you in your career.
Yes, I came here to study with him, and I've learned a lot from him. And some of the things that I learned from him, his use of programming music, which was incorporating the living composers. And I, in my years of studies at Baylor and even my continuing music career in Houston, Texas, and South Carolina, I never really experienced that. But when coming here to New Mexico and being with Professor Ellingbow, I enjoyed that from him in his programming, that he would incorporate some living composers.
That's terrific. Andrew Alegria leads Coro de Camera in the American Sound Friday night at 7 at Trinity on the Hill Church in Los Alamos, and Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Church of the Holy Faith in Santa Fe. Tickets will be available at the door. For information, go to corodecamera-nm.org. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.